Hi, this is a dictation for our patient Charisse Valentine. CHARISEVALENTINE. Date of birth, service is 6/30/2022. Date of birth, 12/20/1955. The patient is reporting that she is here for a follow-up visit. She is having a chronic pains due to the lupus erythematosus and ongoing arthritis, as well as inability to sleep well, and there is a muscle spasm throughout due to the lupus erythematosus. She has been treated for SLE by her rheumatologist, but she is also undergoing some difficulties with the kidney functions. She saw a nephrologist who advised her not to take any NSAIDs. The pain level that is reported in the both hands and the lower back is around between 4 to 7, and the patient reports that ADLs are affected only 4. 70% improvement have been reported by all the treatment that patient has received, including the rheumatology treatment. Sleep is affected 6. The patient reports in the system review, in neurology psych, there is no dizziness, vertigo, headache, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, or seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. And there's no lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. She denies any anxiety, depression, panic also. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the lower back along with pain in the lower back, hip pain, as well as difficulty walking, and she reports difficulty sleeping. In the GI, patient has nausea, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is no changes in the pain level. It gets better when she takes medicine, and she attributes to the autoimmune disorder, lupus, along with persistent rheumatoid arthritis and other osteoarthritis. In last 30 days, patient does not report any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tramadol, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, full compliance is reported by the patient. Blood pressure, physical examination, the blood vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 140 over 104, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 96. The rest of the physical examination is found to be identical to previous visit of 6/9/2022. Dictation number is 0613-049. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue the medication Valium 2 mg and Tramadol 50 mg for her for over 30 days period, one tablet at night for pain, and Valium is for 2 mg for muscle relaxation and improving the pain in the legs. Her meds were reviewed and medications were provided without any refill. And the records were reviewed, even the past records. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time again, and so far she is stable. Thank you. She should continue seeing her nephrologist and the rheumatologist for balance of the treatment.